God is good. And all the time. Good morning and Merry Christmas a couple days early. See, I get to get it in early, right? All right. So I am so glad that you're here after this weather that we had last night. I appreciate you taking time and energy to get out this morning and bundle up in the meantime. I hope your houses are all right as far as water and such. That has become, you know, up front on my priority list, making sure my water is not frozen and everything. So, but last night we were in the house. Woohoo! So it's pretty sparse, but after Christmas is when we're going to actually get serious about moving in. So we're excited about that. And we'll have, I think this week sometime we're having a party for the congregation, aren't we, Jane? Yeah, right. Well, I guess I should introduce myself. My name's Eric Dirks, and I do welcome you this morning. I'm the pastor here, and we just have fun sharing the light of Christ with the Lakes area. We welcome you as you listen to us on the radio as well, and we hope that you are blessed. All of us are blessed by God this morning with His presence. If you would get your announcement sheet out as the ushers are passing out the attendance registers. Tonight, it's important if you have a youth that is either your grandchild or great-grandchild or child, tell them that we will be having youth tonight. It's a Christmas party tonight right here at the church. So make sure that everyone knows that that's going on so they can be present. And Jamie, I'm sure, and everyone will have fun with whoever shows up. Make sure you bring some snacks, finger food type stuff so we can, you know, what's a gathering without food, right? So youth and everyone associated with the youth, make sure you know tonight is the Christmas party from 6 to 8 here at the church. Also, tomorrow night is our Christmas Eve service, and we'll have a Holy Communion candlelight service, so please make sure you're present. I purposefully put it at 6:30, and my hope is that that will be after your dinner, but yet before your Christmas Eve celebrations. And we're trying to, we would be honored if it hasn't been already, if this year it would become your family tradition to be a part of our Christmas Eve family here at church. So please come. I always try to make that special because it's very special to me. It's one of my favorite services of the year. Well, again, we welcome you today. We appreciate the fact that you've gotten out today. And are you just ready for an awesome worship service? They didn't sound too sure about that, Larry. What do you think? Are you ready for an awesome worship service? Yeah. Yeah, you took the energy to get out today, right? So you're ready. Amen? All right. Let us have a prayer. Dear God, we thank you so much for this day that you've given us. We do thank you, Lord, for the snow as it makes everything so nice and clean and white and beautiful. Although it's kind of chilly, Lord, but we just thank you so much for this day that our eyelids were open to, Lord. And long before our eyes were open, you were thinking of us. And you are making plans for us this day. And we just pray, Lord, that as we live out this day, that we would glorify you in all that we say and all that we do and all that we think, God. And now as we come together to worship you, we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us. Guide us and direct us in our worship of you today. And dear Lord, because of your presence and your powerful anointing, I just ask that all evil and negative thoughts would be gone from this place, that we could celebrate you with pure hearts and open minds, Lord, so that we can truly experience your presence today. We love you. Make us one with each other and one with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.